Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
She's Laura. That's right. Yes. And today, in our literature unit,
right, where
we talk about great and famous writings of the past, or literature, we're looking at a very famous old story, actually kind of a Greek myth, about King Midas.
It's about a king.
Yes.
Okay, 所以今天呢，我们要带大家看到是有关这个希腊。哎，这个希腊的一些故事呢，通常好像都是蛮神奇的。不过今天我们好像要看到有关是一个国王来的 ，a king. King Midas, that's his name, right?
Absolutely. So let's check out our article, shall we?
Yes, let's check it out.
King Midas.Once upon a time, there was a king. His name was Midas. He had a large kingdom and many servants. He was very rich and had a beautiful daughter. However, Midas was greedy. He wasn't happy with what he had and always wanted more. One day, he heard about a god named Dionysus. Dionysus had magic powers and could grant people wishes.Midas invited Dionysus to his home. When Dionysus arrived, he bowed and said, "Good afternoon, King Midas. How may I help you?" Midas asked, "Is it true that you can make people's wishes come true?" Dionysus answered, "Yes, but you must choose your wish wisely."
Kingdom, kingdom. Japan and Thailand are kingdoms. Japan and Thailand are kingdoms. Servant, servant. The servants cook and clean for the family. The servants cook and clean for the family.Greedy, greedy. The greedy boy ate the whole pizza. The greedy boy ate the whole pizza. Bow, bow. The fans clapped while the singer bowed. The fans clapped while the singer bowed.
Okay, our story begins as all great and old stories begin with four words, once upon a time. Once upon a time sets up what's happening and what is happening. There was a king, it says. Okay,
well,
so we have a king and it's in the past.
Right.
His name was Midas. Ah, there's the king from our title. King Midas was the name of this man.
Interesting. Okay. 所以呢像很多的童话故事开头都是一样的嘛。我们都会说很久很久以前。诶这个英文要怎么说呢就是 once upon a time. 那诶今天的故事告诉我们有个国王有个 king, 他名字叫做 Midas. 那其实在很多 fairy tales, 不只是像我们提到的 Greek myths, 就是希腊神话当中像是童话故事大家可能就对 once upon a time 完全不陌生哦。比方像是我可能会提到的，哎，相信大家都不陌生哦。Once upon a time, there was a beautiful princess named Snow White.
Oh, yeah.
当然大家应该都知道她是谁了，当然就是白雪公主。Okay, so let's find out more about this king.
Okay, yeah, King Midas. It says next, he had a large kingdom and many servants. Wow, okay, lucky guy. So of course, being a king, he has a castle, probably, and around that castle, a lot of land. That's right. A king rules a land, a country, something like that. And the name that we have for that is a kingdom.
Right.
The kingdom could cover many hundreds or thousands of kilometers. It could take in lots of cities and towns and millions of people could live in the kingdom, but as long as we call it a kingdom, we know it is a land or a country ruled by a king or maybe a queen. That's right.
Try to be fair.
We wouldn't normally say a queendom. We still would use the word kingdom.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以呢，我们再接下来看到故事有关这个 King Midas， 他是怎么样的一个国王呢？Okay， 接着我们看到他有一个非常巨大的王国，而且他有很多的仆人。其中我们看到的 word power 就是 kingdom。K-I-N-G-D-O-M 这是一个名词，就是刚刚 Mike 老师解释的，就是王国的意思。可是不管呢，它是由这个 Queen 有这个皇后，或者是 King 国王所统治的 Kingdom 都是用 Kingdom， 没有 Queendom， OK， 王国都是这样说法。那有时候 Kingdom 呢，它可以用一个比喻性的来讲，表示这是我的地盘，我的王国。 So sometimes this word can be used figuratively.
That's right.
For example, the office is his own private kingdom.
Ah,
so he's not the king.
Right.
Like his own little place, yeah.
That's right. There's an old expression, a man's home is his kingdom.
Nice.
Doesn't mean you're the king, but it means you make the rules inside your home or your office or your bedroom. That's your area, and people who come in have to follow your rules, just like as if you were a king. Let's look at an example sentence we have for this word. It reads, Japan and Thailand are kingdoms. Japan and Thailand are kingdoms.
That's
right.
They sure are.
Even today.
So 日本跟泰国他们都是王国嘛。Okay. We also saw the word servant. What does it mean, right?
That's right. Of course, a king will have a kingdom. A king will also probably have many servants. Servants are people who are paid, usually by a richer person, to do basic work for them. They'll have servants working in their home, probably cleaning up, cooking, preparing their clothes, helping them get dressed in the morning if they're very, very busy. So servants can do all sorts of simple little jobs around the house or maybe around the workplace for a richer person who pays them to do these jobs.
没错，如果你是一个后亚郎的话，你可能家里跟这个 King Midas 一样，也有非常多的 servants， S-E-R-V-A-N-T， 这个名词呢，也是我们的 word power word， 就是仆人的意思。那有些人呢，他们在家里呢，可能就会聘用这个居家佣人啦。英文我们也可以用 household servants 来表示哦。那其实 servant 这个字大家觉得可能有一点点难，但是呢，如果我们跟它跟另外一个字联想 ，serve 服务或者是service， 也是服务的意思，一个动词，一个名词，大家可能会觉得比较容易联想，所以因此就可以用这样的方式来记 servant 是指仆人这样子的意思哦。 And how can we use this word in sentence?
Yes, our example sentence is the servants cook and clean for the family. The servants cook and clean for the family. We should point out though, this is kind of an old-fashioned word. And some people today might have someone who's paid to help around their house with their kids or their grandparents. We wouldn't call those people servants today. They might be domestics or home care helpers or something like that. Servants is for really rich people who might have hundreds of people working for them. Someone like a king. Okay, let's get back to the story of King Midas. It continues, he was very rich and had a beautiful daughter. All right, sounds like a lucky guy. However, Midas was greedy. A greedy king is not going to have a good future. Greedy is someone who always wants more. They're never happy with just enough. No, they always want to get more, even maybe if they have to take it from other people who then don't have enough. If you're greedy for food, you might get fat. If you're greedy for money, you might lose friends or have to steal money. And of course, history is full of evil rulers who are greedy for power and caused wars and all sorts of trouble. Usually greedy people end up having a bad ending to their story. So let's try not to be too greedy, shall we? It's nicer to share. For example, we could say for this word, the greedy boy ate the whole pizza.
Wow.
The greedy boy ate the whole pizza and probably had a stomachache.
Okay. OK, 那接着我们看到呢，有关这个国王，感觉他生活过得很富有，因为他非常的有钱，还有啊，一个非常漂亮的女儿啊，诶，目前看起来都听起来不错，不过课文当中出现了 however, 诶，不过怎么样，听起来有点转折语气哦。Midas 他非常的贪心哦，其中我们看到的贪心的就是我们的 word power word G-R-E-E-D-Y, 它是个形容词，就是贪心的。那如果要表示因为什么贪心，就是非常渴望得到什么东西，我们通常会用 greedy for 后面接你想要渴望或是贪心得到的什么东西。像是小朋友他们通常都想要吃糖果啦零食，你就可以说 the children were greedy for more candy。或者呢，像是刚刚 Mike 老师有提到 greedy for money, 就是非常贪婪的贪心的想要很多钱这样的意思哦。OK, 那它的相反词当然我们也可以用 generous, G-E-N-E-R-O-U-S, 就是大方慷慨的意思。那刚刚的例句提到的是那个贪心的男孩把整个披萨都吃光的，竟然没有分给其他人的。How greedy?
Alright, so let's find out what...problems being greedy was going to bring to King Midas. The next sentence tells us he wasn't happy with what he had and always wanted more. Well, that's a very good description of a greedy person. They're never happy with what they have. They always want more, even if they're a rich and powerful king. If you're happy with things, well, it just means you're satisfied. What you haveis okay for you. It doesn't have to be a lot, it doesn't have to be a little, but whatever it is makes you feel pleased and peaceful.
Okay, not happy with, 但就是不满于什么什么。所以这个国王 A 呀，他不但贪心，他又不满于现况，总是怎么样，想要更多。He always wanted more. Okay, so what happened next?
Well,one day, he, that's of course King Midas, heard about a god named Dionysus. Yes, remember the Greeks had many gods, and Dionysus was one of the more well-known gods.
Okay, so 有一天他有听说有关一名叫做这个 Dionysus 的神，哇，听起来这个名字很难念，可能是希腊文嘛，所以我们难怪就会觉得比较难念。但是其中我们看到的片语 hear about, 就是听说。Okay, so Dionysus had magic powers and could grant people wishes.
Sure, he's a god. Wow,
what a god. Okay, so 这个呢，有关这个神呢，他关于他是什么样的神，他有神奇的力量，可以怎么样实现人们的愿望。其中我们提到的 grant 就是有给予，所以 grant somebody wishes 就是哎，我可以实现你们的愿望这样子的意思。Wow.
Okay, back to the story. It says Midas invited Dionysus to his home. That's pretty cool. He asked the god to come over. When Dionysus arrived, he bowed and said, good afternoon, King Midas. How may I help you? What a very polite god. Not only does he come to the king's house or palace, but he also bows. When you bowed, you bend from the waist, from the middle part, you sort of bend over to say hello, to say goodbye, to show respect. People in Japan are famous for not shaking hands so much as bowing when they meet people, especially in a business situation.
Okay, so bow 当然就是鞠躬的意思哦。像是在日本，如果我们就会常看到很多日本人会怎么样，会 bow. The Japanese boy bowed politely and introduced himself to us. 另外呢，我们也可以说 the fans clapped while the singer bowed. The fans clapped while the singer bowed. 意思就是当那个歌手鞠躬的时候，粉丝们哇哦，他们都拍手了。Okay, so next we read.
And next we read, Midas asked,is it true that you can make people's wishes come true? He really wants Dionysus to make his wishes come true. How exciting!
果真是贪心的 Midas, 他说，诶，你真的可以让人愿望成真吗？ Come true, 就是成真的意思哦。And what does Dionysus say?
Well, Dionysus answered and said, yes, but you must choose your wish wisely. Ah, yes, we all know from the stories, if someone gives you a wish, be careful, choose wisely.Or make a good choice.
就是要慎选愿望。Be careful what you wish for.
Because it might come true.
I know. Okay, so let's go to a wrap up.
All right. So it looks like King Midas has a lot of thinking to do.
Right.
Are you thinking of the wishes
that
you would
ask for?
I know.
Well, he's got money. He's already very rich.
That's true.
I wonder what his wish might be.
He's got a beautiful daughter. I know. So he's
Maybe
got
he
a
wants
nice
a beautiful
family.
Wife.
Ooh. Well, I guess he has a beautiful wife. That's how he got a beautiful
true.
Daughter.
So
maybe he wants a handsome son. Maybe he wants a new PlayStation.
That's probably true. Or maybe he wants to come to Taiwan.
I think the best thing for us to do is just wait until tomorrow and read part two of the story.
Sure.
So why don't you guys come back and join us and we'll find out
what
Midas wishes for.
Excuse me. Would you mind taking a picture of me and my friend?
Excuse me. Would you mind taking a picture of me and my friend?
为什么我自拍不管怎么看脸就是很大？Maybe my arm is not long enough? 还是找个人来帮我拍照一下好了。那我们来看看今天的小聚会。Excuse me, would you mind taking a picture of me and my friend? Excuse me, would you mind taking a picture of me and my friend? 哇，今天这句的开头超实用。Excuse me, 就是中文里的不好意思，这非常实用吧？在英文里要请别人帮忙做什么，都可以用这个开头啦。比如说，手拿了很多东西要请别人帮忙开门，你就可以说 Excuse me, could you help me open the door? 或者，如果你要点餐的时候也可以 Excuse me, could I have 2 cups of coffee? 甚至是撞到人或者是要说借过的时候，中文你也会说不好意思，因为这也有含有一点点对不起的成分。那英文一样也可以用 excuse me 来表示抱歉咯。所以今天的小聚会情境也是要麻烦人家，我们也就用 excuse me 开头啦。然后后面我们说 would you mind 点点点是说请别人帮忙做什么什么，这样就比较礼貌咯。通常这样人家也比较不好意思拒绝啦。另外要提醒大家的是 would you mind 后面接的动词要记得是 V-I-N-G 哦。 So let's review again. Excuse me, would you mind taking a picture of me and my friend? So, excuse me.
Excuse me, would you mind taking a picture of me and my friend?
Excuse me.Would you mind taking a picture of me and my friend?
King Midas. Once upon a time, there was a king. His name was Midas. He had a large kingdom and many servants. He was very rich and had a beautiful daughter. However, Midas was greedy. He wasn't happy with what he had.And always wanted more. One day, he heard about a god named Dionysus. Dionysus had magic powers and could grant people wishes. Midas invited Dionysus to his home. When Dionysus arrived, he bowed and said, "Good afternoon, King Midas. How may I help you?" Midas asked, "Is it true that you can make people's wishes come true?" Dionysus answered, "Yes, but you must choose your wish wisely."
Kingdom. Japan and Thailand are kingdoms. Servant. The servants cook and clean for the family. Greedy. The greedy boy ate the whole pizza. Bow. The fans clapped while the singer bowed. The fans clapped while the singer bowed.